Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX. Well, look who decided to show up.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Kiki. It's 8:11. We got your WTF coming up. Real quick, though, is there something you would do over? We were talking about that this morning.
There is.
What would you do
over? There is something that I would do over in a heartbeat.
It better not be our marriage.
Our marriage.
You know what?
I would have picked a better suitor.
A better suitor? Who else? There, you had no other suitors. I was your only option. Yeah?
Remember, I'm the settler, you're the reacher.
I don't know about that.
You reached and I settled.
I think we both settled. I think that's where we're at. We both settled. I'm like, eh, here we go. Might as well. It's time.
How rude.
It's time. No, is there anything else you do over? Do you have anything in life you do over? I'm one of those that
college sports.
Yeah.
That's right, you didn't play. I decided not to play college sports because I was so burnt out. I had so many injuries from high school. So I decided to take an academic scholarship instead.
How'd that work out?
Nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I kind of wish, you know, we've got a bunch of coworkers here that went to school for, you know, volleyball and basketball, all kinds of stuff.
I played football.
And I'm like, I played in high school.
Yeah.
But I could have played in college.
How's it feel knowing that your husband was a collegiate athlete?
I know. It's kind of funny to me.
Yeah.
I don't think people expect that.
What? That I was a college athlete?
Yeah.
What do you say? I don't look like a college athlete?
Look like an athlete. No.
What?
Not body type. Not because of your body type. It's just like I wouldn't, out of all the things to describe you, I wouldn't go, yep, Brock's an athlete.
Good God. You know what? I do want to redo
the
marriage.
You're just kind of this rock guy. Sometimes you don't, I don't know.
I am a.
You don't. Look at that mustache. That mustache says porn star, not athlete.
This says 80s baseball superstar. That's what that says.
If you went to college in the 80s, then yes.
This says 80s baseball pitching superstar right here. Okay. That's what it is.
All right, George Brett.
Yeah, it says, no, we're going to redo this marriage. Absolutely.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Look at that guy. He doesn't look like an athlete at all.
I don't mean body type.
You're the worst.
You got a banging body, babe.
You're the worst. This sounds like something a five-year-old might do if they were trying to escape from kindergarten. An unidentified guy in Nebraska flipped his car early Wednesday morning, then fled the scene. All right. He had someone pick him up, then called 911 and said he didn't want to talk to the cops. And he even threatened to attack them if they tried to find him. So I don't know
but
what's going on with this guy.
He called 911.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. They tracked him down anyways, pulled them over, and then when the guy jumped out of the car, he picked up a frog and held the frog hostage. Don't step any closer.
Or I'll
squeeze him. The frog's going to get it. He wouldn't respond to commands. They started throwing trash at the cops. So they tased him to get him into custody.
That's probably a good day for those police officers.
I mean, that's
just
a story.
Trash being thrown at a hostage that's a frog.
Yeah, exactly.
Those
guys
are like, this is awesome.
It's not clear what kind of charges he's facing, but they think drugs and alcohol could have been a factor.
You think?
Good news. Good news, frog wasn't hurt.
Oh, I think that's what we were all waiting
for. That poor frog.
How did the frog survive?
He was just out hopping along, wrong place, wrong time. That poor frog just hopping along. Ribbit.
He'll never trust ribbit. Another human.
No.
He's ruined it for everyone.
He's on the phone with his wife. Helen, I'm okay. Tell the kids I'm fine. But I was just held hostage by a crazy man. But we're okay. See that frog, you know, sitting on the back of the ambulance with that blanket on, sipping a cup of coffee.
Being talked to by a
counselor like, are you okay? He's got PTSD now.
Oh,
after he was hopping home.
Sad.
See, but why didn't the frog just do what all frogs do when you pick them up and pee on the guy?
I think that was turtles. I don't think I've ever been peed on by a frog.
You've never been peed on by a frog?
No, but I have a bunch of box turtles I used to pick up on the side of the road.
Is that what that smell is? Turtle pee? Never comes off. That's your WTF.